the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for red light camera violations. At the outset, I've reviewed the minutes of our December 10th, 2013, January 14th, 2014 red light camera proceeding minutes and approved them. And are there any announcements before we proceed?
Yes, sir, Mr. McAlger. We do have a number of cases that have been resolved prior to hearing that are listed on the agenda. Case number six, or item number six, for Ann Moore has been resolved. Item number 12 for Roger Carlisle Bulldog Towing has been resolved. Number 14, Irvin Delgado has been resolved. And number 23, Johnny Mims, has been resolved at this time. So.
One more. Tony Nugon?
Oh, that was, it's not listed on the current agenda. Okay. I removed it before my final one. Okay, folks, you're all here for red light camera violations. And you're here because you're challenging the violation or citation that you received. Just so that you'll understand what's at play here, the amount of that ticket is $158. Since you've asked for this hearing, an additional $50 has been tacked onto that. If you want to contest the finding, and we'll play the video for you, and you'll have a chance to see it,
then you could be fined up to another $200. Typically, however, since we're kind of working our way through this first phase of red light cases, if you contest it, we end up charging you an additional $50 if you fail to convince me that you shouldn't be liable. So you're already here to the tune of $208, and if you want to contest the camera, once you've had a chance to see it, then you're putting at risk another $50. So just letting you all know, that's the lay of the land. Theoretically, it could be another $200, but that's not what we've done today. All that having been said, let's get into it. Julie Bellemare. How are you this morning?
Good morning, sir. I'm fine.
State your name and be sworn, and we're going to play your video.
Julie Bellemare. I do.
All right, let's look at your videos.
I don't need to see the video. If you need to show it, that's fine, but I don't need to see it.
All right, so you just want to argue?
I have nothing to argue. I am not arguing that I am the owner of the vehicle. I don't know if the vehicle is there. I was not the driver. That's the point that I bring here. I was I left early that morning, drove to Pennsylvania for some meetings that happened on the 4th and the 5th of September. So I do not know who was driving my vehicle. I asked a few people if they were driving my vehicle, and nobody's fessing up. So there's what I bring. I was not the driver of the vehicle. I do not know who the driver of the vehicle was.
Okay, you were given an opportunity to fill out an affidavit.
Yes, sir, I did that.
Okay, and did you disclose anybody as far as the driver of the vehicle? Because unfortunately, your argument isn't going to help you because it's your car, and you're basically going to be guilty by way of what I'll call responsibility for your automobile, and either allowing other people to use it or leaving it available for other people to use. Unless you've been able to fill out the affidavit saying it wasn't me driving, it was Joe Blow, whoever it may have been.
Yeah, unfortunately, Joe Blow has the right to remain silent, and that's what Joe Blow is doing. So I was out of town. Nobody had permission to drive my vehicle. I had keys to my vehicle with me at the time. I do not know who was driving my vehicle. And since they have the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution and the right to remain silent, that is what everybody who I've asked is choosing to do.
Did you report your car stolen?
No, I did not report my car stolen. I did not give anybody permission to drive my vehicle. I did not look at everybody and say, you're not allowed to take my vehicle. So,
okay. I'm assuming this doesn't suffice as far as the affidavit is concerned or the say the city.
That's correct, Mr. McCallaghan. That's correct, and as you know, a Catholic proceeding or in this situation, an administrative proceeding, there is no right to remain silent in the administrative proceeding, and she has a right to be heard if she wants to be heard. And if she doesn't have anyone that she's bringing forward to be heard, then I guess we stand on what we have.
Well, I believe it is the state's responsibility to show that I was the driver of the vehicle and I am responsible for running that red light. And I was not the driver of that vehicle. I wasn't even in town at the time of this incident, in the state at the time of this incident.
Expressly provided in the statute that that we do not show. In fact, what the state law, when the law was adopted, did not authorize us viewing the driver. Probably had something to do with privacy, but all DOT standards do not allow us to film or show the person driving. We only can show the rear of the vehicle.
Right, and I understand the law requires the driver to fess up and say, yeah, it was me, and that's my vehicle, and I was driving it. So, I'm not contesting... I'm sorry?
Well, the owner or the driver.
Yeah. So, I own the vehicle. I was not the driver of the vehicle. I'm glad you have a special on contesting.
Sorry?
I'm glad you have a special deal today for contesting.
Okay. The fine is in the amount of $258. If you'll have a seat, they'll print out that order for you and they'll give it to you.
Thank you.
In just a second. Case number two, Amal Hassan. Amal Hassan. Not seeing Mr. Hassan. Mr. Hassan will be fined the amount of $258. You want to wait on you? Case number three is Amal Hassan as well. So Mr. Hassan will be fined $258 for that case as well. Folks out there, when I decided to run for president, I didn't pass it. Johnson.
Hello. Good morning.
State your name, please.
Diana L. Johnson.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, shall we look at your video?
No, I watched it over and over. I wasn't able to see who was the driver, but it's only two people drive my car, and it's my daughter and my son. I went to both of them, and one of them told me, "Mom, I did not run a red light." The other one told me, "I don't recall." I am the owner of that vehicle. That's why I'm here, although I wasn't driving. And it's sad because I know I don't get no points. I have a clean CDL license. No, I hope not.
No, it doesn't, but you said you have a CDL?
Yes, clean record.
And I think at least what I'm told from the traffic magistrate that it seems that it may affect the insurance, just maybe. So if there's someone else that actually was driving and you want to do an affidavit.
I thought I did an affidavit, just the two.
It's not supposed to by the statute, as you know, the legislature doesn't control what happens in the insurance industry. Oh, but this one doesn't go to actual ticket. Oh, this may be perfect for you. Oh, never mind. You're right. Boy, it's wonderful that I have assistance like Ms. Hampton.
But I am the owner of the vehicle. But as of November, the end of November, that car has been parked. That's my spare car. And when I'm driving back and forth to my patients, that's the car I pull out. But neither one of them had driven that car for almost a month and a half.
Well, the fact that you kept it from going to the traffic court, where it was actually where the citation would have been written, as Ms. Hampton indicated, she's right, it should not affect you at all. So that's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm done, sir.
So he's liable, right?
I think that's what she said.
I'm responsible for that vehicle, so that I am reliable, but I'm not happy about it because I wasn't the driver. That's true, but I know now to keep my vehicle, you know, if I'm not driving it.
All right.
So do I need...
I assume that means you're not contesting that.
I would like to do the, I thought I did the affidavit just to let them know who the other two drivers, which was my daughter and son. One told me just plain out, I did not run a red light. The other one told me I don't recall. But I'm willing to do it again because I'm the owner of the car. I just feel it's not fair that I have to pay for something one of them didn't, you know, ran the red light and not confessing. But I am reliable because my name is on it.
Okay. I'm not assuming, I don't know where we are, so I'm just going to assume that you're not contesting it.
Okay.
The fine is $208. Okay? Because I think in there somewhere I heard you say you were liable. So.
Because I'm the owner of it.
Yes, ma'am, you are. All right, so with that, it's not the $100 in addition to $158. It's just going to be the $50.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. You'll have a seat. You'll prepare the order.
Okay.
Aaron M. DeBello.
Good morning.
Can you say your name, please?
Aaron M. DeBello.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Have you looked at your video?
Think so.
All right. Let's see Ms. DeBello's video.
I remember the morning well. It was early in the morning. I believe it says 7:17. I live beachside. I take that turn about three times a week to drop my daughter off on Yorktown Drive. That morning in particular, we were leaving quite early. I was taking my aunt to Tampa. We were going to the Moffitt Cancer Center. So I thought I made it a safe right turn.
In other words, what you're telling me is that you approached an intersection at which you're permitted to turn right on red.
Yes, I am.
And you slowed and made a careful and prudent turn.
Yes, I did.
Okay. You are not liable.
Thank you.
We need to give her anything, or is that it?
Yeah, I can give her an order for her record.
Okay. You'll have a seat. We'll prepare an order to that effect.
Thank you very much.
Case number 7, William H. Siebold.
Can you say your name, please?
William Siebold.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Siebold, let's look at your video. Mr. Siebold was the first vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, let's say Mr. Siebold.
First off, this car is owned by my wife. My name is first. Actually, she was the driver of the car. So she should be up here, not me.
But anyway, well, let's talk about this. So, what's say, Mr. Seaborn?
Well, she was a driver, like I said. It is a manual transmission. It's not automatic, so you've got to go down to first to let her talk.
Can you state your name, please?
Evelyn Siebold, Edgewater, Florida.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth?
I do.
Ms. Siebold, the city contends you made an improper right-hand turn by turning right on a red light. What say you to that?
Looking at the video, I have to agree with the court. However, I also note that it's safe. there are no, you know, traffic at that intersection. I slowed down. It is a stick shift. It was raining, so I know. In fact, I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, that looks awfully quick. I'm not that fast of a driver, especially in my, you know, the stick shift and rain. I'm usually a lot more cautious.
You have no career as a lawyer, have you?
No. Actually, I'm a retired paralegal.
I think what you're saying is you're permitted to turn right.
Right on red, yes, sir.
Right at that intersection, and you proceeded, you slowed,
right,
braked, and you proceeded in a cautious fashion.
Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay,
even though we see a bicyclist on the side.
Okay, you see a bicyclist on the hood of her car?
Oh, please don't. Please, Mr. Jackson.
Okay, is that
if you'll have a seat, she'll prepare an order for you.
There were two, one after the other. That's okay. Yes, sir. It was the same day. I don't know what happened. He's laughing. I don't know what happened. But yes, I'd like to see that video. One of them I thought I actually stopped. And if you're married or know this man, he's obsessive. Right?
Stop that time.
Yes, sir. I tried. I thought I did.
In any event, as we can see, the oncoming traffic's blocked because those cars are turning across your path, and I don't see where there are any hazards in the area that you created, so consequently not liable on that one as well.
Thank you, Your Honor, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ma'am, we're going to turn it to just get your record.
How come stop?
Case number 9, Brenda S. Walks, Leanne M. Walks.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Brendan Wax, WACHS.
Brendan.
Brendan. Brendan. B-R-E-N-D-E-N. And Leanne Wax is...
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Mr. Wax, let's take a look at your video. Is Mr. Wax the first car? All right, what say Mr. Watts?
I would like to contest this. That vehicle, I was not the driver of that vehicle. I have never driven that vehicle at all. That vehicle belongs to my ex-wife. She has a ticket back in June of 2012, June, also one in September, and this would be the third one. The first two I went ahead and had swore the affidavit and submitted it to Latham, New York. This again is the third one. I really not only am I the driver of the vehicle, but I'd maybe like some insight as to what I could do, bearing in mind that I do not know this woman's whereabouts. I have no means of contacting her. She was supposed to take my name off the title, which is joined by just the word or. I was able to find or ascertain that off the DMV website. I do not possess the title. Where do I go from here? I mean, I can't continue to just keep going in affidavits every few months, you know, or once a year.
In any event, did you submit an affidavit in this case?
In this case, I did not.
But you're telling me if you submitted on one, you would go?
Absolutely. I have copies of the other two tickets that I did have affidavits submitted to. I even have the divorce papers. We were divorced right down the street at 125 East Orange in 2011. I don't want my name attached to a vehicle whatsoever. So.
Submit your affidavit. I'll find you not liable.
Consider it done. Can you offer any insight as to what I could do aside from submitting another affidavit to relinquish my responsibilities?
Contact the DMV and tell them to run off that title somehow. I don't know how you go about doing it.
All right.
Registration and title office, they may be able to give you some insight in terms of presenting. Was she awarded the car in the divorce? Is it in the decree?
No. She got that. The reason I assisted her in getting the plates when we separated, she has three children from prior marriages. I thought it was still my responsibility that she was a school mom, and she drives the kids to school, to help her get the license, not the vehicle. I did not purchase that vehicle for her. Again, I never drove that vehicle whatsoever. She swore that when we got divorced, she would take my name off the title. It's, as far as I know, it's on the title and registration is the same. I've never even renewed it, and apparently she renews it every year. So.
Who do we have? Is that the affidavit?
I would go with 250 North East Street. There's title registration and title office. They may be able to give you some insight.
Thank you.
Okay, that's your affidavit. You're going to fill that out, and you're going to give that to the city attorney, and then with that...
Okay, this needs to be notarized.
We will not do anything with this. We'll let the officers do that, contact the DMA, and then they...
Okay, I don't know how we do it. Yeah, we have time.
I'm just not
going to
do anything.
So if I'm correct, this needs to be notarized and then resubmitted?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they can help you.
I'm a
notary. Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so if you'll have a seat, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You want to go ahead and swear and stand?
Probably a good idea.
All right. Okay, well, those representatives from the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Next case, Margaret M. Avalon. Avalon. A-V-I-L-A. Margaret M. Avalon.
Margaret Avila.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ms. Avila, let's take a look at your video. City claims you were in a red light. What say you?
I was first day on the job. I do home care, and I had a client with me that was having a seizure first day, and I was trying to get him home on Nova Road, and I just...
Are you permitted to make right turns at that intersection already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it appears as though you slowed while you were making your turn?
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't appear as though you encountered any oncoming traffic, pedestrians, or bicycles?
Yes, sir.
All right, I find you not lying.
Thank you. I just have a seat. Okay.
Courtney C. Benjamin.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Courtney C. Benjamin.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ms. Benjamin, stay with your video. Okay. All right, so you said you ran a red light. What say Ms. Benjamin?
I say that I turned with caution, and I proceeded to the intersection. I slowed down, and then I turned. So I don't believe I ran a red light, and it was safe. There was nobody around.
Is that an intersection that allows for right turns on red?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I found the respondent not liable.
Thank you.
Coleman. Coleman here? All right, we have a Michael Coleman, and we have a Robert Coleman. All right, and we will be fining Mr. Coleman the sum of $258. Want to wait for a few minutes?
Yes. Okay. If I'm going to notarize this.
Yeah, we're going to be giving it to, that's the affidavit?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be giving it to your
officers.
Girl. Yeah, go.
You ready?
So we'll turn this in, and then they should just move it and reissue it to.
Right.
Correct. Okay. Thank you very much. Chastity Deacon.
You handled Colvin already?
Can you say your name, please?
Chastity Dietland.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about the survivors, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Let's take a look at the video.
Ironically, I was actually making a right-hand turn heading to the DMV, but you are permitted to make a right-hand turn, so I slowed with caution and made sure it was safe to turn.
Ms. Deetland, not liable.
Thank you.
Ms. Vakelja, if I could just make a public service announcement that for the few that's left here, anyone else that happens to have a right-on-red situation, just realize that a law enforcement officer can give you a ticket if you don't stop.
Mm-hmm. I do understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Make sure you understand that. That's just a snafu on the red lights. And every jurisdiction isn't the same on their interpretation of that. Our ability to make the turn.
Timothy Finch.
Hello.
State your name, please.
Timothy Finch.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about the right is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Finch, let's take a look at your video. So he says you ran a red light. What say, Mr. Finch?
I was making a right turn with caution. I would like to notate, too, that that is not a four-way intersection. That's where there's just the one turn to the other side. To the left, there is not a road, so it's not a four-way intersection. So I did turn with caution on a right-hand turn with a red light.
Okay. Fine, Mr. Finch, not liable.
Is that all? Okay, all right.
Rodrigo I. Gil Echeverry.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Rodrigo Gil.
Right hand, you solemnly swear or affirm that the
testimony
you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes. Let's take a look at your video.
Talking about the motorcycles? Yes, because the problem is it was not my motorcycle. It was not me. The tag could lose clothes, and that's the reason I'll just bring the title. My motorcycle is a sport bike, yellow and purple. And this one is completely black motorcycle and was not even me. I just got the proof, the title, the insurance, all pictures of the motorcycle. So tag could lose clothes and on the picture. That's what I'm here. I'm coming from Tallahassee, I'm not from here either. So
as I understand what you're telling me, that's not your motorcycle.
No.
You've got your title and registration to your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it describes your motorcycle.
Yeah, my motorcycle is a sport, yellow, and purple bike. Okay. And that one is black bike.
Yeah.
It's a big guy, too.
So, how do we get... Anyway, let's say the city.
I would agree that...
That was the motorcycle.
His registration does state that it's a 600cc motorcycle and the motorcycle and the there, the tag is a gear clear, but motorcycles do not match.
And I'm not from the city. I'm just from I live in Tallahassee.
Offer you some caution. This has come up several times now with motorcycles. It's unique to motorcycles. I don't know why. We've had several occasions where the previously owned tag seems to appear. Now, that may not be the situation, but just make sure you don't have any kind of duplicates going on. Mm-hmm. So you may want to just contact the tag office and make sure that your tag is the only tag for motorcycle.
Because, you know, for me, this week cost me a day of work. Come over here, rent a car, and now back to work, and, you know, it was not my fault.
You're assault wrong, but just double-check with the tag office and make sure you don't have any duplicates on.
And, you know, I got a motorcycle because I just re-proved the every single motorcycle, the insurance, all that stuff. So.
Very good. We're finding you not liable, and I'm sorry you were put that much inconvenience.
And from the beginning, I'm just sending the pictures of the bike, I think, pictures of the tax, all that word over there, and they tell me we got to come over here. That's the bike.
Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Sylvia Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sylvia Grant.
Can you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Grant, let's look at your video. City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I say that I was making a right-hand turn in a careful and prudent manner at an intersection where right-hand turns are permissible. I did pause. I actually came here yesterday. I came here on the wrong day from Deltona. I thought it was yesterday. And a lady pulled me in her office and watched it with me. And we both said I paused. So I did pause. And there was no oncoming traffic. There's no bicycles. I made sure to look. Obviously, I looked. And I made it through the intersection safely. So... Thank you.
Barely.
Okay.
Have a seat. Jason B. Greenway. Mr. Greenway. Mr. Greenway will be fined the sum of $258. Donnie Herford. Mr. Herford, we will fine Mr. Herford the sum of $258. Kathleen C. Malcolm.
Hi. Can you say your name, please?
Kathleen, well, it's Tyler now, but at the time, I was still Malcolm.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you probably swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Let's look at your video. It's actually the second part of the video.
City says you ran a red light. What say you?
I did underestimate the length of the yellow light. Right as I was coming to that white line, it turned red. I slowed down, wasn't quite sure what to do. I didn't want to slam on my brakes and risk the other vehicle behind me. But at the same time, I felt like I had enough time to get around the corner before the other traffic was going to start. So I did, you can see my brake lights come on. I slowed, as soon as I get around the corner, I slowed down even more, trying to decide if it was safe to proceed. I felt that it...
Find you not liable.
All right, thank you so much.
You'll have a seat, she'll prepare an order for you. Lucretia McLeod.
Doing. Hello, Lucretia and McLeod. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Were you in the blue truck?
Yes, sir, I were.
Okay, so he says you were in a red light. What say you?
I did seize cautionally, and I was on my way going to Halifax Hospital, and it's an arrow there saying that you can also go straight and you can also take a right. And it's been like that since 45 years that I've been living here. And I had an emergency with my brother. He had open heart surgery really bad, and he had a, what they call, when they did open heart surgery, it come loose, and I was going to Halifax Hospital. And I did turn cautious.
Here's so you did.
All
right, I find you not liable.
Yes, sir. excuse me.
The intersection that she is actually at is north on the road at Bellevue Avenue. She's making a right turn to go eastbound on Bellevue Avenue, which is in the opposite direction of the hospital.
Okay, I got two of them. I was going one towards the hospital and one coming East Bellevue, like you say. But I made a mistake of which one to use in court. I don't know. Was it 3356? And it gave me another one, 3357, that I asked the people at the courthouse, too, about it. And they didn't know.
It's 3356. The violation was on August 31st at 1:08 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I thought I was going to the hospital. Okay, on Bellevue, yeah, and Nova. But I still use cautious, and I was able to turn right at the light as well.
Is she allowed to make a right turn on red then?
Yes, sir, the arrow in the front. Excuse me.
Is she allowed to make a right turn on red?
It is permitted at that intersection, given that there's not oncoming traffic, which you can actually see in that video.
Yes, sir. Because the center part is the bike lane.
You'll see that there are already cars entering the intersection.
But they turn it. And see what the arrow learns, turns right. We're allowed to turn down right.
Not liable. And have a seat. I'll show you the order in just a second. Catherine R. Worthington.
Good
Sorry.
State your name, please.
Catherine R. Northington.
SUV?
That's a van, a minivan.
Right. So you're the minivan?
Yes.
All right, so he says you ran a red light. What say you?
I say that I was making a safe right-hand turn on red, which is permissible. I slowed, checked every possible oncoming vehicle, and then I proceeded with my right-hand turn.
Not liable.
I just have a really quick question for future reference, because I had to take off work to come here for something that I was doing that is not against the law, I guess.
It's not against the law.
I'm confused.
These particular regulations, if a policeman were there, saw you make that turn, you could have taken it.
For not making a complete stop, or?
No, you could have a complete stop if you felt that you failed to pass through that intersection in a careful and proof manner, so you could have been taken. The red light camera regulations prohibit you being held liable if you're making a prop, if you're at an intersection, which right turns are permitted, and you make it in a careful and proof manner. So.
That's really tricky, because since I've gotten this, I've just, like, I stop at green lights now because I can't afford to pay $200. But, so I'm just trying to understand so that I don't make that mistake again, because, like I said, I'm missing a whole day at work just to come here for, I don't know, I guess what you're saying is always come to a complete stop? I don't know. Always come to a complete stop, and then, I mean, because...
Stay in a careful and prudent manner at all times. Just because there's a camera there or a cop there, you should be driving so that you don't impair yourself or others on the road.
I understand that, and that's how I feel that I operate my vehicle at all times. However, I'm in a situation where...
Florida Statute 316.075, I think subsection C, says that you must come to a complete stop.
Okay.
They created an exception when it's being viewed by a red light camera.
And why is that?
Because it's crazy, that's why. But there's a statute that actually says
you
can't
cross-examine a camera.
Okay.
Judge,
that kind of makes
sense. Let me ask you a question, because what you was getting at, I also want to ask you something, too, because it's kind of awkward to me. I had to call the New York Police Department about this incident, and the New York Police Department asked me a question I couldn't even answer. Then I called the City Commission also. The Daytona Police Department, I notified the South Daytona Police Department, and they was asking, why are we receiving these red lights tickets when it's from New York and not from Daytona Beach only? Why is that?
It's not the New York Police Department.
The company in New York.
The cameras have a contract with the city. That company is based in New York. They provide the camera services.
Yeah,
because... In terms of the ticket, the person that issues you the ticket is actually... employee of the Daytona Beach Police Department. So it's not that NYPD is giving you.
Okay, because the gentleman that I talked to also with the ticket thing, the number that I called him back here, I asked why did I receive this from their company when I live in Daytona Beach, Florida. I couldn't answer that because he said, well, did the officer in Daytona Beach, Florida give me a ticket? I said, no, sir. He said, well, what was in the frontal? I said, no. He said, was an emergency vehicle behind me? And I said, no, sir. And I don't understand that. Why are we receiving these tickets when it's not a Daytona Police Department issuing us these tickets?
The police department is issuing you the ticket.
Okay. Because they told me no.
I can talk to you about it later on if you'd like. But
okay.
It's a camera program, and it is being issued by an employee of the Daytona Beach Police Department. The problem is, it's not really a problem, but the company that manufactures these cameras is based out of New York. So that's why when you get it, it actually has...
Yeah, and I see the opposite.
The processing center is in New York. But for example, I believe your ticket was 5684. If you go to the Daytona Beach Police Department, she is an employee.
Okay.
So the employees aren't issuing the ticket, but the processing center happens to be in New York.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to me. That was kind of weird.
Process out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. Lizette Vargas.
Wow.
My name is Lisette Vargas.
Can you raise your right hand, please, to swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look at your video. All right, city says you ran a red light. What say you?
I say that I was making a right turn. As you can see, I slowed down. I looked to make sure there was no oncoming traffic, and I proceeded with caution.
Not liable.
Thank you.
And then lastly, Sasha Williams. We're out of people. So we will find Sasha Williams a sum of $258. Miscellaneous business to be brought before his special magistrates. Nope. If not, we're adjourned.